KMAN.
Good morning. Welcome to In Focus. Brady Bowman with you on this Wednesday, as I am every Wednesday. And we got a great program for you this morning. We'll start things off with Riley County USD 378 Superintendent Cliff Williams and Blue Valley Randolph Superintendent Brady Burton. And after that, around 9:20, we'll have David Easterling, who's a part of the suicide prevention program at Fort Riley, and Dr. Joseph Carmona. He's a deputy director for behavior health at Irwin Army Community Hospital. So really looking forward to that discussion with them. Any questions, comments, give us a call, 785-537-1350. But right now, it's time to talk some schools. Switching it up.
Well, it's an upgrade.
You know, I thought I'd switch it up a little bit. We do Saved by the Bell a lot. We'll go back and forth. We'll go back and forth. Again, I'm here with Riley County USD 378 Superintendent Cliff Williams and Blue Valley Randolph Superintendent Brady Burton. Welcome, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Your thoughts on the song, your grade. Is that good? We good with that?
10.
10?
Oh, yeah, at least a 10. I know Dave enjoyed it, too, so.
Like I said, it was a step up from the Saved by the Bell.
You can't go wrong with Beach Boys.
Do you have a number? Do you have a grade for the Saved by the Bell thing?
Dave, I've always been a Saved by the Bell fan, so I would say an A. I'd have to disagree with you.
Okay, you gave a 10. Okay, let's keep it comparatively so. You had a 10 for the Beach Boys. Let's talk in rating it 1 to 10.
10.
Okay. There we go. Brady's sticking together.
There's, like there's that. You guys aren't that judgmental. Gosh. All right, I'm out.
All right, well, we are heading towards November already. We almost got this semester wrapped up. Crazy.
It is crazy. It's amazing how much faster they seem to go every year. And something that's going to be a change in November for our patrons all across the state of Kansas is that in the odd number of years, they're going to be able to vote for their Board of Education members. In Riley Schools, we have three openings. One incumbent will be running in position 7, and position 4 and 5 will be unopposed. And so we hope the patrons will get out and vote. I think that was the whole plan by the legislature in 2015, is that they would get more participation. And so there's a variety of ways that people can get out and vote their feelings there, and we hope that they get engaged in that process.
Well, I would agree. We also have three board members, or three positions up for election, and all three were incumbents. None of them are rerunning. We had one that filed, and from what I understand, we're going to have two write-in candidates. So also for us, it's a big election. I've been talking about this for quite a while when I come in monthly, but we have a $4.1 million bond issue question that will be on the ballot on November 7th, so we encourage people to get out and vote for that also.
And I guess remind us what that bond entails, what you're hoping to get out of it.
Well, it has both new construction and a lot of maintenance. The biggest new construction is a new vocational facility for our kids, and then we're doing some remodeling in some classrooms, and then a lot of maintenance things, some new buses, new doors and windows, some security things, some technology things, some road things. So part of it, I would say about half is new construction. The other half is more maintenance things for the district. And our last bond was 20 years ago, and so it's time to put some money back into the district. And our other bond we actually paid off after our September meeting. So we're trying to piggyback this bond on that, so that the patrons' mill levy really does not go up very much.
Brady Bowman here with Riley County USD 378 Superintendent Cliff Williams and Blue Valley Randolph Superintendent Brady Burton. And Brady, going back to that vocational building, what all will that entail?
Well, it'll be a much larger facility. We've really expanded what we're doing, so there'll be more stations, more room for building projects, a larger classroom. So basically just more room.
I'm sure the interest in that program over there is pretty high.
We do. We have probably 80% of our kids that take vocational classes, and it's really a big program in our area. So I might also mention we just finished up parent-teacher conferences last night. We had a Monday and Tuesday night, and then we have no school this Friday due to that, since teachers put in two evenings. And one thing I wanted to mention, too, not only for us, but for the area and community, I know it's a big event for Manhattan, and they always do a good job as a Veterans Day parade coming up Friday, November 10th, and our band will be participating in that.
Very good. And you had a day off after parent-teacher conferences. I like that. I wish that would have happened back when I was in school. I would have needed a little bit of that buffer after some of those parent-teacher conferences.
Well, Dave tells me that for you, every day was a day off, Brady.
So. Oh, really?
Yeah. That's what.
Okay.
Okay. There are mental and physical aspects to that comment.
All right. That's how we're starting things off this morning, huh?
It's okay. A great day in the neighborhood.
Well, Cliff, you got a pretty big sheet of paper there with some things on it.
Yeah, we have a few things going on in the district as well. Number one, our Board of Education just passed a capital outlay resolution, and ours is set to expire. The district has carried on a tradition that every 5 years they renew their capital outlay resolution, which is a levy to fix buildings and purchase buses and vehicles and repair different things throughout the district, and ours is just set to expire. And so what they did is they just rolled it over. It'd be for another 5 years, and it'd be at the max of 8 mills. Of course, they can always set that differently every year. If they only have a need of 6, they might reduce that. But we did put that out in the paper for 2 consecutive weeks, and then it'll set idle for about 40 days to let our patrons discuss that and ask questions, and then otherwise that would go into effect the next school year. So it's pretty important for us to continue that levy, but no changes there.
I'm glad you brought that up, because capital outlay, that's been a phrase we've heard a lot in the state funding situation. I guess if you kind of remind people why that's being brought up in the state funding equation and why that's important and all that.
Well, the state aid, most of us receive state aid in there. I think there's only just a couple that do not. School I used to be at used to not have to. They'd actually contribute to others. But talking about that aid and how districts had planned on that and had long-range plans, and then when the change came about that that funding was reduced, it really caused some challenges for them, you know, not being able to repair things and get the life out of it. And so there was also a discussion, I believe, with the courts with that funding. And so, yeah, it's been a hot topic for quite a while.
Has it been that the states put that in with, tried to pair it with classroom funding in a way and trying to say that that's a part of that, or am I just off base on that?
You
can tell me I'm wrong, Brady. It's fine.
You're wrong. Okay. You're wrong, Brady. It's separate from basically classroom funding other than equipment and so on. Our general fund would take care of all those type of things. And I might mention, too, I think people are aware that the Supreme Court here last month ruled in favor of the schools, that the legislature wasn't funding schools and gave them a actually, I think there's a date in April. They have to have a proposal, and then it has to be completed by the end of June. But supposedly, from what we're hearing, to comply, the attorneys for the schools of fair funding that brought the suit are saying that the legislature should put another $600 million into the finance formula for next year. So we'll see what happens.
It'll be interesting, as it's been the last 3 or 4 years, about especially around summertime, it'll get interesting.
Well, you know, the last couple of years, they've threatened to shut schools down starting July 1 if this wasn't done, and it really hasn't happened. But I think the courts, if it isn't completed by June 30th, I think this year they will be shut down. I really do, if it isn't. But I have all the faith that they'll get it done.
And we do got a little different makeup of the legislature this time around than we've had in the past, so It might be a little different this time around. Cliff, you had some more things on your piece of paper there. Feel bad if you didn't get to them.
I just wanted to echo the thoughts that Brady had on parent-teacher conference. We recently had ours, and we as well do have Friday off as a
conference. Nice. You guys are doing it right.
Yeah. Doing it right. Planning them schedules together. But we really want to commend our parents and our students for their participation, because it really is a partnership talking about it. We put a lot of great emphasis this year at the high school where we invited the students to come in. And they've been talking about a new plan that's part of our accreditation process. It's called the IPS, or Individual Plan of Study, and where the kids take ownership and where they're going to go in their life. What's their career choice going to be? And being a father of two, I had a chance to have two conferences there where my students had to step up and lead the conversation. And I knew it took them a little bit out of their comfort zone, but it's good to listen to what their dreams are and their aspiration and how the staff worked with them and help them align the classes that they're going to be taking, because we're already starting to enroll for next semester and next year. And so it's just a good collaboration, and I look for that process to continue to improve.
And it's such an important part of the whole system when parents are coming in, checking in on things, and just having that relationship and everybody just kind of communicating with each other.
That's right. It is key. I mean, all the statistics stated out there that kids that have parents that are engaged in their educational process are far more successful. And it's great to see that, you know, we're going to empower the kids to have more collaboration in there, more focus. And this comes out of our State Board of Education with a big push behind our commissioner. And I really like some things that we're trying to do in the new accreditation process. And we're going to continue to try to educate our public about what some of the changes are, and each district's going to go about it a little bit differently. I know that we're going to have a visiting team that comes in the spring, and they're basically going to come in and just kind of give us a report card about how we're doing and whatever our progress made towards areas that could improve and continuing the good processes we already have in place.
All righty. Anything else, gentlemen?
No, we basically did the same thing with our high school 9 to 12 kids with the individual plan of studies, and we have a certain number of kids, like 5 or 6 assigned each teacher, and then those teachers meet with the student and the parents during this time. And like Cliff said, I think it's really a good format, and hopefully will benefit our kids as they move forward.
All righty. Gentlemen, appreciate you guys coming on, as always. Appreciate the props on the music, Brady.
Thank you.
When we come back, we'll have David Easterling and Dr. Joseph Carmona, both with Fort Riley, after this on In Focus on News Radio KMAN.
KMAN weather is powered by Colbert Hills Golf Course and